So thank you for all for joining us. And we're going to chant. It's not Kartik anymore. So we're going to just chant a regular old song. Let's figure out which one we're going to chant. Okay. Hey, this is nice. We'll chant Shri Radhika Stava. Get the guitar out. Hold on a second. And then we'll go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Padaye. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Padaye. Gokula Taruni Mandala Maya. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Damodara Rati Vardana Vese Hari Niskuta Vrinda Vipineshe Damodara Rati Vardana Vese Hari Niskuta Vrinda Vipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Vishabhanadhari Navasyashi Leite Ramita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Shabanadari Navasashileke Lanita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate My Corona Barate Sanatha Sanatana Barney Tajarite My Corona Barate Sanatha Sanatana Barney Tajarite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya anymore. Go anymore. Johnny go, Johnny go, bro. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Also Tera Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shidahiras Thakur Ki Jai Param Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopana Shayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Gopanan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturidam Ki Jai Jigalatasami Ki Jai Yamunamai Kajai, Shimani Glassi Devi Kajai, Samaveda Bhakta, Brindu Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bho. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kajai, Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prastaya Budhle. Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dignamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Bacharni Nibhishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So give me 1 second, I have to get a pillow for my back. Alrighty, that's better. Okay, so as I mentioned before, we are in New Taliban, which is a farm community in Mississippi. Mississippi, if you don't know where it is, it's a state in the United States. And we're going to be giving class from here for the next 3 days. That's today, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 days. So, let's start with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's good to be going back to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I really miss it. So, Om Gana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshud and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay, here we go. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. So we are on this chapter, which discusses Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. But we're going to read a very interesting part of this chapter. Actually, the whole thing's interesting. Sorry. I should not say an interesting part, because the whole thing is interesting and very much absorbing in Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhu Kripa Panadunhe Dvihata yudi dinahana stuti kare vinaya achari. Hold on a second. After receiving the Lord's causeless mercy, the two brothers folded their hands and in great humility offered the following prayers unto the Lord. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauritase Namaha. O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Let me just see something. Alrighty. I thought we might have read this already. Anyway. Yogyanam atabhuvanam dayalur ulagayanam apyakarot pramatam supremasambhat sudayalbhuteham Shri Krishna Chaitanya amum prapadye. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has converted all three worlds, which were maddened by ignorance, and saved them from their diseased condition by making them mad with the nectar from the treasure house of love of God. Let us take full shelter of that personality, Sri Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, whose activities are wonderful. This verse is found in the Govinda Lilamrita 1-2. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Nikati Vasaila Sanatanera Varka Tadhara Bhuchila. So after this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat them down by his side and asked them, "What news do you have of Sanatan?" So remember, this is Rupa Goswami and Anupama, his brother, seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Rupa Goswami left his government service, but Sanatan was in jail. Because Sanatan wanted to leave his government service, and the Nawab didn't like the idea, and he imprisoned Sanatan Goswami. Rupa kahena teno bandi hoya rajagare Tumi adi udara, tabeha iva udare. Rupa Goswami replied, "Sanatan has now been arrested by the government of Hussein Shah. If you kindly save him, he can be liberated from that entanglement." Prabhu kahe sanatanera hanache mochana achidarama saha iva milana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, "Sanatana has already been released from his confinement, and he will very soon meet with me." Because Lord Chaitanya is God, so he knows what's happening. Madhyana karite vipra prabhure kahila rupa goshani sedivasya tathani rahila. The Brahmana then requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept his lunch. Rupa Goswami also remained there that day. Bhattacharya dvibhaye nimantrana kaila prabhura shesha prasada patra dvibhaye paila. Balabhadra Bhattacharya invited the two brothers to take lunch also. The remnants of food from the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were offered to them. Trivene upara prabhura vasa garasthana dvibhaye vasa kaila prabhu sanidana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected his residence beside the confluence of the Ganges and the Yamuna, a place called the Trivani. The two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sri Balava, selected their residences near the Lord's. Sei kale balaba bata rahi adaila grame Mahaprabhu aila shuni aila tanra stane. At that time, Sri Balabha Bhatta was staying at Adaila Gram, and when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, he went to his place to see him. So, of course, this Balabha Bhatta is the head of the Balabhacharya Sampradaya. And they're prominent. They have some prominence in Braja right now. Balabha Bhatta was a great learned scholar of Vaishnavism. In the beginning, he was very much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But since he thought that he could not receive proper respect from him, he later joined the Vishnu Swami sect and became the Acharya of that sect. His sect is celebrated as the Balabhacharya Sampradaya. This Sampradaya has had great influence in Vrindavan near Gokula, is actually what I spoke about, and in Bombay. Balabhabhata wrote many books, including a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam called the Subodhani Tika, and notes on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of an Anubhasha, that means a commentary. He also wrote a combination of 16 short works called Shodasha Grantha, 16 scriptures. The village where he was staying, Adila Gram, or Adeli Grama, was near the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Yamuna, on the other side of the Yamuna from Prayag, about 1 mile from the river. A temple of Lord Vishnu there still belongs to the Balabha Sampradaya. Balabhabhata was originally from a place in southern India called Trilanga. I think it's similar to where Nimbarka was from. There is a railway station there called Nidadhabalu. 16 miles from that station is a village called Kunkadabada or Kakunrapadu. A learned brahmana named Lakshmana Dikshita used to live there, and Balabhabhata was his son. There are 5 sections of the Brahmin community of Andhra Pradesh known as Bilanati, Viginati, Murakinati, Telugu Nati, and Kaushala Nati. Out of these 5 Brahminical communities, Balabhacharya took his birth in the community of Bilanati in the year 1400 Shakabda era, that is AD 1478. According to some people, Balabhabhattacharya's father took sannyas before Balabha's birth, and he returned home to take Balabhacharya as a son. According to the opinion of others, Balabhacharya was born in 1400, a Shakabda era, on the Ekadasi day, on the dark moon in the month of Chaitra, and he took his birth in a Brahmin family surnamed Kambhampatibharu. According to this account, his father's name was Lakshmana Bhattadikshita, and he was born in Champakaranya. In someone else's opinion, Balabhacharya appeared near the village named Champa Jara Grama, which is near a railway station named Rajima in Madhya Pradesh. After studying for 11 years at Varanasi, Balabhacharya returned home. On his return, he heard that his father had departed from the material world. Keeping his brother and mother at home, he went to the banks of the river Tungabhadra and to a village called Vijayanagara, where he enlightened Krishnadeva, the grandson of King Bukharaja. After that, he traveled throughout India thrice on trips lasting 6 years each. Thus he passed 18 years and became victorious in his discussions of revealed scripture. When he was 30 years old, he married Mahalakshmi, who belonged to the same Brahmin community as his. Near Govardhan Hill, he established a deity in the valley. Finally, he came to Adila, which is on the other side of the Yamuna from Prayag. Balabhacharya had 2 sons, Gopinath and Vitaleshwara, and in his old age, he accepted the renounced order. In 1452, Shakabda era, that is AD 1530, he passed away, so he wasn't very old, from the material world at Varanasi. His book known as Shodasha Grantha and his commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra, Anubhasha, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Shobhidhini, are very famous. He wrote many other books besides. So little information, history about Balabhacharya. So, Tainho Dandavat Kaila, Prabhu Kaila, Lingana, Dvijana Krishna Kata, Raila, Katakshana. Balabhacharya offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. After that, they discussed topics about Krishna for some time. Krishna Kataya Prabhura Mahaprema Talila, Vatera Sankuche Prabhu, Samvarana Kaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great ecstatic love when they began discussing Krishna, but the Lord checked his feelings because he felt shy before Balabhabhata. Andure Garagara Prema Nahi Samvarana Deki Chabatkara Haila Balabhabhatera Mana. Although the Lord restrained himself externally, ecstatic love raged within. There was no checking that Balabha Bhatta was astonished to detect this. Tabivata Mahaprabhure Nimantrana Kaila Mahaprabhu Dvi Bhai Tanhare Milaila. Thereafter, Balabha Bhatta invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and the Lord introduced the brothers Rupa and Balabha to him. Dvi Bhai Durahite Bhumite Patiya Vate Dandabhat Kaila Ati Dinahana. From a distance, the brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sri Balabha, fell on the ground and offered obeisances to Balabha Bhatta with great humility. Matamila Bharaya Dunhe Balaya Dure Asprisha Pamara Muni Nachuniha Mure. When Balabha Bhattacharya walked toward them, they ran away to a more distant place. Rupa Goswami said, I am untouchable and most sinful. Please do not touch me. Wow, great humility. And why was Rupa Goswami saying that? Because according to the Hindu or the ritualistic understanding, because Rupa Goswami had taken employment under the Nawab Hussein Shah, he had lost his caste and was considered untouchable. That was only external or ritualistic understanding. And Balabha Bhattacharya was actually, in one sense, a very ritualistic person. Bhatera vismaya ila prabhura harshamada Bhatere kahila prabhu tanva vivarana. Balabha Bhattacharya was very much surprised at this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, was very pleased, and he therefore spoke to him this description of Rupa Goswami. Inho na sparshiha inho jati hatihina vaidaka yagika tumi kunina Ravina. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't touch him, for he belongs to a very low caste. You are a follower of Vedic principles and are a well-experienced performer of many sacrifices. You also belong to the aristocracy. And that's, of course, the ritualistic understanding. Generally, Brahmins are puffed up, that means proud, with false prestige because they belong to the aristocracy and perform many Vedic sacrifices. In South India especially, this fastidious position is most prominent. At any rate, this was the case 500 years ago. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually started a revolution against this Brahminical system by inaugurating the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. By this chanting, one can be delivered regardless of caste, creed, color, or social position. Whoever chants the Hare Krishna Maha mantra is immediately purified due to the transcendental position of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here hinting to Balabha Bhattacharya that an exalted Brahmin who makes sacrifices and follows Vedic principles should not neglect a person who is engaged in devotional service by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Actually, Rupa Goswami did not belong to a lower caste. He was from a highly aristocratic Brahmin family, but due to his association with a Muslim Nawab, he was considered fallen and was excommunicated from Brahmin society. However, due to his advanced devotional service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as a Goswami. Balabha Bhattacharya knew all this. One who is a devotee is above caste and creed, yet Balabha Bhattacharya felt himself prestigious. The present head of the Balabha Bhattacharya Sampradaya of Bombay is named Dikshita Maharaj. He is very friendly to our movement whenever we meet him. This learned Brahmin scholar highly praises the activities of the Hare Krishna movement. He's a life member of our society, and although he's a learned scholar in the Brahminical caste tradition, he accepts our society and considers its members bona fide devotees of Lord Vishnu. So, just want to explain something. We have to be really careful when we deal with the followers of Balabhacharya, the present-day followers, you know, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, because if we relate some of these stories that are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially later on when Balabha Bhatta meets Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri and Lord Chaitanya neglects Balabha Bhatta and chastises Balabha Bhatta. Anyway, and Balabha Bhatta takes initiation from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, these stories will agitate the followers of Vishnu Swami, the followers of Balabhacharya. So once upon a time, the devotees had these stories in the Back to Godhead magazine. And the followers, some of the followers, even Sumati Moriji, who had actually arranged for Prabhupada to come to the West, got very, very upset when they read this Back to Godhead magazine. So we have to be careful and sensitive to how the different followers of different sampradayas or different followers of different religions feel. And sometimes we can't tell all the stories we like to tell because that will offend them. And Krishna in the Gita says, the austerities of speech are such a priyahitam. That means speaking truthfully, but pleasingly and beneficially. So this is very important to exercise and regularly reciting the Vedic literatures. So it's very important to exercise this austerity of speech when dealing with people. Pleasing, beneficial, truthful, three things. So be really careful. That's an expert devotee who knows how to do all three things simultaneamente. That's Spanish for simultaneously. So, Dunhara Muke Nirantura Krishna Nama Shuni Bhattakai Prabhura Kichu Ingita Bangi Jani. Hearing the holy name constantly vibrated by the two brothers, Ballabha Bhattacharya could understand the hints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you understood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually chastising him. Or testing him. Dun Haramuke Krishna Nama Kariche Nartana Ajviyadama Nahi Haya Sarvotama. Ballabha Bhattacharya said, since these two are constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna, how can they be untouchable? On the contrary, they're most exalted. So Ballabha Bhattacharya's admission of the brother's exalted position should serve as a lesson to one who is falsely proud of his position as a Brahmin. Sometimes so-called Brahmanas do not recognize our European and American disciples as devotees or Brahmanas. And some Brahmanas are so proud they do not allow them to enter temples, especially in Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu herein gives a great lesson. Although Ballabha Bhattacharya was a great authority in Brahmanism and a learned scholar, he admitted that those who chant the Lord's holy name are bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and are therefore exalted. So, he passed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's test. And now, we're going to quote, or Krishnadas Kaviraj is going to quote a very important verse that I use quite often. Aho bachat. Abhata swa pachito gaudiyan yaji vagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhuva shashna aryan brahmanuchur nama grananti yate. Ballabha Bhattacharya then recited the following verse. My dear Lord, one who always keeps the holy name or your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated brahmana. Although he may be born in a family of dog-eaters and may therefore, by material calculation, be the lowest among men, he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas, and he is actually an Aryan. It's actually a very important verse because it shows the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is superior to basically any other practice. And it is the Yuga Dharma, and you're directly in touch with Krishna. You don't have to do any prayaschitta. You don't have to do any atonement if you chant the holy names. And of course, you also have to obey Krishna's instructions too, because if you don't obey Krishna's instructions and the Guru's instructions, then you're committing offenses on chanting Hare Krishna. So there is a methodology to chanting. Even though Lord Chaitanya says in the Shikshashtaka, Niyamena Tishtan, there's no hard and fast rules, really translating that particular verse means that there is no hard and fast Vedic rules, like time, place, and circumstance. For example, last night we had an eclipse. So it's Not that you stop chanting Hare Krishna. No more Hare Krishna, that's eclipse. You're supposed to chant more during an eclipse. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, the residents were all chanting Hare Krishna to counteract the effects of the eclipse. So this, and Lord Chaitanya appeared during that time. Wow. So eclipses are not necessarily inauspicious. They can be very auspicious. It's very interesting. Even if one knows astrology, it's not that Rahu is always inauspicious. Rahu can actually be, and Ketu can actually be auspicious for some devotees. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 33rd chapter, text 7. Shuni Mahaprabhu Tanre Bahu Prasham Chila Prema Vishtahana Lo Shloka Padite Lagila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear Balabha Bhatta quoting from Shastra about the position of a devotee. The Lord praised him personally and, feeling ecstatic love of Godhead, began to quote many verses from Shastra. Shuchi Sadbhakti Deeptagni Dagda Durjati Kalma Shaha Swapakopi Bhutai Shlagyo Navedagyo Pinastikaha. It's a very important verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a person who has the pure characteristics of a brahmana due to devotional service, which is like a blazing fire burning to ashes, all the sinful reactions of past lives, is certainly saved from the consequences of sinful acts, such as taking birth in a lower family. Even though he may be born in a family of dog-eaters, he is recognized by learned scholars. But although a person may be a learned scholar in Vedic knowledge, he is not recognized if he is an atheist. Pashandi. This verse and the next are quoted from the Hari Bhakti Shuddhodaya, 3:11 and 12, a transcendental literature extracted from the Puranas. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Chati Shastram Japastapaha Apranasheva Dehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. For a person devoid of devotional service, birth in a great family or nation, knowledge of the revealed scriptures, performance of austerities and penance, and chanting of Vedic mantras are like, all like ornaments on a dead body. Such ornaments simply serve the concocted pleasures of the general populace. Prabhura Premavesha Ara Prabhava Bhakti Sara Sondaryari Deki Bhattera Haila Chamatkara. When he saw the Lord's ecstatic love, Balabha Bhattacharya was certainly very much astonished. He was also astonished by the Lord's knowledge of the essence of devotional service, as well as by his personal beauty and influence. Sagani Prabhurevata Nokate Chadana Bhikshadite Nijakare Chalilalana. Balabha Bhattacharya then put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates aboard a boat and took them to his own place to offer them lunch. Yamuna Rajala Teki Chikunna Shamala Premaveshi Mahaprabhu Ahila Bivala. While crossing the river Yamuna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the glossy black water and was immediately bewildered with ecstatic love. So again, this is called a vibhav. Vibhav means something that reminds you of Krishna, either Krishna or something related to Krishna. So this is called a lambana vibhav, that awakens your ecstatic emotions. And here, Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic emotions, because Lord Chaitanya is acting as a devotee, are being awakened, and you're going to hear what happens. Humkara kare Yamuni Nara Jale Dila Janpa Prabhu Deki Sabaramane Haila Boya Kongpa. Indeed, as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the river Yamuna, he immediately made a great sound and jumped into the water. Everyone was filled with fear and trembling to see this. Aste vyaste sabidari prabhure utai la nokarupare prabhu nachite lagila. They all hastily grabbed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pulled him out of the water. Once on the boat's platform, the Lord began to dance. Phew! Mahaprabhu rabare noka kare tala mala dubite lagila mo noka jala ke vare jala. Due to the Lord's heavy weight, the boat began to tilt. It began filling up with water and was on the verge of sinking. Wow. Yadyapi paterage prabhura dai rahaila mana durvara udvat prema nahi samvarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to restrain himself as far as possible before Balabhacharya, but although he tried to keep calm, his ecstatic love could not be checked. Desha patradeki Mahaprabhu daira haila adaila ragate nokahasi utarila. Seeing the circumstances, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally became calm so that the boat was able to reach the shore of Adaila and land there. Bhayavata sangi rahe majana karana nijagrehe anila prabhure sangetalana. Fearing for the Lord's welfare, Balabhattacharya stayed in his association. After arranging for his bath, the Balabhattacharya took the Lord to his own house. Anandita bhatta dila divyasana apane karila prabhura bhada praksashalana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his home, Balabhattacharya, being greatly pleased, offered the Lord a nice sitting place and personally washed his feet. Savam se sejala masta kedarila nutana kopina bahirvasa puraila. Balabhattacharya and his whole family then sprinkled that water over their heads. They then offered the Lord new underwear and outer garments, because the Lord's garments were wet at that particular point. Ganda pushpa dupa dipe maha puja kaila Bhattacharya manya kari paka karaila. Balabhacharya worshipped the Lord with great pomp, offering scents, incense, flowers, and lamps, and with great respect he induced Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the Lord's cook, to cook. Bhiksha karaila prabhura snasneha yatana rupagoshani dui bhaye karaila bhojane. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offered lunch with great care and affection. The brothers Rupa Goswami and Sri Balabha were also offered food. Bhattacharya Sri Rupe deoyaila avashisha tavise prasada Krishna dasa poila shisha. Balabha Bhattacharya first offered the remnants of the Lord's food to Srila Rupa Goswami and then to Krishna Das. Muka vasadiya prabhura karaila shayana apani bhatta karena prabhura pada sambahana. The Lord was then given spices to purify his mouth. Afterwards, he was made to take rest, or to rest, and Balabha Bhattacharya personally massaged his legs. Wow. Such mercy he got. Prabhu padaila tanre karite bhojane bhojana kariyaila teno prabhura charane. While Balabha Bhattacharya was massaging him, the Lord asked him to go take prasadam. After taking prasadam, he returned to the lotus feet of the Lord. Hena kale aila ragupati ubadhyaya tiruhita pandita madhavaishnava mahashaya. At that time, Ragupati Upadhyaya of the Tiruhita district arrived. He was a very learned scholar, a great devotee, and a respectable gentleman. Prabhupada explains that Tirhuta, or Tirhutia, is a combination of four districts in Bihar: Saran, Champaran, Muzaffarpur, and Darbhanga. The people of this state are called Tirhutia. Asiteno Kaila Prabhura Chadana Vandana Krishna Mati Rahubali Prabhura Vachana. Raghupati Upadhyaya first offered his respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord gave his blessing, saying, "Always stay in Krishna consciousness." Shuni Anandita Kavila Upadhyaya Ramana Prabhu Tanri Kahila Kaha Krishnera Varnana. Raghupati Upadhyaya was very pleased to hear the Lord's blessings. The Lord then asked him to describe Krishna. Wow. Nija Krita Krishna Leela Shlokapadila Shuni Mahaprabhura Maha Premavesha Hoila. When Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested to describe Krishna, he began to recite some verses he had personally composed about Krishna's pastimes. Hearing these verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Shutim apareshmritimitare bharatam anye pashantu bhavavita aham ihanandamande yashalinde param brahma. Raghupati Upadhyaya recited, "Those who are afraid of material existence worship the Vedic literature. Some worship Smriti, the corollaries to the Vedic literature, and others worship the Mahabharata. As far as I am concerned, I worship Krishna's father, Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of God, the Absolute Truth, is playing." So, Prabhupada explains, this verse, recited by Raghupati Upadhyaya, was later included in Srila Rupa Goswami's Pajavali, Pajavali 126, and the Pajavali is a compilation of different verses, poems about Krishna and Radharani, of course, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Agika Prabhuvakye Upadhyaya Kahila Raghupati Upadhyaya Namaskara Kahila. When Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested by the Lord to recite more, he immediately offered his respects to the Lord and granted his request. Kamprati Katayito Mishe Samprati Kova Pratitumayatu Gopati Tanaya Kunje Gopa Paduti Vitam Brahma. To whom can I speak who will believe me when I say that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is hunting the gopis in the bushes by the banks of the river Yamuna? In this way, the Lord demonstrates his pastimes. This verse was also later included in the Pajavali, verse 99. Prabhu kahena kahateno Hare Krishna Lila Premaveshi Prabhu Radeha Mana Aluyaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Raghupati Upadhyaya to continue speaking about the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Thus the Lord is absorbed in ecstatic love and his mind and body slackened. Our minds and bodies are always engaged in material activities. When they are activated on the spiritual platform, they slacken on the material platform. Wow. In other words, we become detached. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Pratyogita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayad Hoitugam. So when one performs devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then automatically one gets knowledge and causeless detachment from this material world. That's the method of becoming detached. Not that you have to concentrate on becoming detached, but you have to concentrate on rendering service and pleasing Krishna and hearing about Krishna, which is also rendering service. Then you actually become detached. Premadeki hupadhyayara chaila chamatkara manushanahi inho Krishna karila nir dhara. When Raghupati Upadhyaya saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, he decided the Lord was not a human being, but Krishna himself. Prabhu Kaya Upadhyaya Shreshta Mana Kaya Shamam Eva Param Rupam Kaya Upadhyaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya, according to your decision, who is the foremost being? Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, Lord Shyama Sundar is the Supreme Form. Shyama Rupera Vasastana Shreshtamana Kaya Purimadupuri Vara Kahi Upadhyaya. Of all Krishna's abodes, which do you think is the best? Raghupati Upadhyaya said, but Upuri or Mathura Dham is certainly the best. So Prabhupada explains that Lord Krishna has many forms, as stated in the Brahma Sangita 5:33. Advaita Machuta Manada Minanta Rupam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya which form was the best of Lord Krishna's millions of forms, and he immediately replied that the supreme form was Shyamashundara, was the Shyamashundara form. In that form, Krishna stands curved in three places and holds his flute. The Shyamashundara form is also described in the Brahma Sangita 5:38. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Sandakshadaiva Radiation Vilokianti Yang Shyamashundara Machinchiguna Swarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Pajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotees whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in this eternal form of Shyamashundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. Those who are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna always see the form of Shyamashundara within their hearts. Raghupati Upadhyaya confirms that the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has many incarnations, Narayana, Narsingha, Varaha, and others, but Krishna is distinguished as the supermost. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28, Krishna is two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna means Shyamashundara, who plays his flute in Vrindavana. Of all forms, this form is the best of all. Krishna lives sometimes in Mathura and sometimes in Dwarka, but Mathura is considered the better place. This is also confirmed by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita. Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri. Madhupuri, or Mathura, is far superior to the Vaikuntha Lokas in the spiritual world. So, we did text 52 to 103 today. So let us open up the floor, or open up the computer for questions, because we don't have a floor. Let's allow you to unmute yourselves. So you can unmute yourself, you can type the chat in the chat window, or you can raise your hand. Oh, Krishna Priya Devi Dasi. Okay, you'd like to ask a question, Krishna Priya Devi Dasi.
Yes, Sunday. Please accept my obeisances. Thank you very much for this 5 o'clock evening class. I very much look forward to it. It's like one of the highlights of the evening. And I was listening to this pastor of Bala Bhattacharya, and one time we had a retreat with Bhakti Chuswami, and we went to some community that was in Pennsylvania. Mm. And they were followers of him, and they had a picture of Lord Chaitanya, and they'd have a picture of Radha and Krishna, but mostly they had Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill, like Gopal.
Yeah.
And then they would be swinging the small deity and have little toys and things. And then we went to their bhajans, and their bhajans seemed to be according to the time of the day. But it didn't seem like there was that much, although there was Lord Chaitanya and everything, it seemed more focused on Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill and those pastimes and young Krishna, but there didn't seem to be that much about Srimati Radharani there. So can you elaborate on that at all?
Well, they generally concentrate on Bala Krishna.
Yeah.
As a little kid. And it's something called Pushti Marg. Maybe you heard that expression.
Yeah, I've heard that. I had a friend that was in Pushti Marg, a lady.
Pushti Marg, the word Pushti means to nourish. So they're really concentrated because they're in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, which doesn't place that much stress on the relationship between Radha and Krishna.
Okay.
And so it's mainly Krishna. Yes, Krishna is a little boy, and they actually worship the Gopal deity, who was originally from Govardhan Hill, and now he's known as Nachi or Sri Nachi and Nathwar. So they worship him as a little boy, and the way they worship him is quite interesting. As you mentioned before, they put little toys on the altar.
And tops.
And, you know, little tops and toys. And I've never even seen a toy train on one altar for Krishna. It's really interesting. So that's the way that Nachi is, Sri Nachi is worshipped. The followers of Balabhacharya, they consider him, many of them consider him to be Mahaprabhu. And even, you know, up to the limit of expansion of Krishna. And they don't recognize that Balabhacharya took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, anyway, because they're followers of Vishnu Swami, we respect them and they have great devotion for Balakrishna. Generally, they, you know, Ladu Gopal, Balakrishna is their deity. And really, they don't really concentrate on Radha and Krishna. So you won't see Radha and Krishna so much in their worship. Whereas the followers of Nimbarka, the Nimbarkacharya Sampradaya, which is the Kumara Sampradaya, they actually are very much into Radha Krishna. Very much into Radha Krishna. Come in.
You were speaking about them the other day on his disappearance day.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I spoke about Nimbarkacharya on Nimbarkacharya's, actually, appearance day. So, does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, so who else has a question? Raise your hand or type in the chat window. I only have 5 more minutes. Because I have to go see the cows. We're here. Okay, Nalini Kant, you have a question.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Prabhupada. So, what's your question?
Gurudev, Vallabhacharya did not suggest them to what they are doing at the moment, is it, Gurudev?
Balabhacharya did not suggest what they're doing at the moment, what his followers are doing?
Yes, Gurudev.
Yes. No, he did. I mean, he set up the standard for their sampradaya.
Okay, so Laddu Gopal worship or
Balakrishna worships primarily. That was his concentration, Balakrishna, rather than Radha Krishna. And that's actually part of his sampradaya. He's respecting the teachings of the Sampradaya, where they actually worship Balakrishna and offer, as I mentioned before, toys and all sorts of things to Sri Nachi.
Does that, about being Mahaprabhu, he hasn't said him...
No, he didn't say that, but his followers accept him. Generally, they don't think he's God, but they accept him sometimes. Some of them may think he's like an expansion of Krishna. So, anyway, that's Balabhacharya. And we should be very, you know, we should have a good relationship with them. And as I mentioned before, you don't want to really mention to them what Prabhupada wrote in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Balabhacharya. Later on we'll read about this, that Balabhacharya actually was chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and neglected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Balabhacharya criticized Sridhar Swami, the commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam, And Lord Chaitanya at one point even called Vallabhacharya a prostitute because he didn't respect the Swami, Sridhar Swami. Swami can also mean husband, like that. And so we have to be very careful in dealing with people from different sects because we don't want to offend people.
Yeah.
And these are internal affairs, okay?
Thank you, Guru.
Okay, someone has a question.
Krishna Guru.
What do you want from... Here's the question. What do you want from Jagannath Puri? One devotee is asking, what do I want from Jagannath Puri? I want Krishna Prema from Jagannath Puri. So this devotee is going to Jagannath Puri. So just pray to Lord Jagannath that I can one day be Krishna conscious and serve Srila Prabhupada. Okay, next question. Someone else has a question? Yeah, go ahead.
I heard this Vallabhacharya is an Inca expansion of Sukadeva Goswami. Is that correct, Guru?
I don't know. That Prabhupada didn't say that. That may be spoken by some of his followers.
No, from Nimbarka Sampradaya, those Brajavasis, when they came here, they said that he was an expansion of Sukadeva Goswami.
I would have to read from some Shastra. I don't, you know, like if you go to Vrindavan, you hear so many different pastime stories and, you know, speculations. And I don't know where it comes from. It might be in some Shastra. I don't know, and I can't say, because I don't know the Shastra. I have to hear from an authoritative source. I mean, I hear a lot of things in Vrindavan that are not bona fide.
Okay.
So, I'm not saying it's not bona fide, and I'm not saying it is bona fide, but I hear a lot of things in Vrindavan that are not bona fide.
Okay.
So Jai Radhika says that worship of Mathura is worship. Worship of Mathura is worship of Govardhan, and higher than Govardhan worship is worship of Radhakund. So when we're talking about Mathura, we're talking about the district of Mathura. The district of Mathura includes Vrindavan or Braj. Try to remember that. It's not the city of Mathura that's being mentioned. The city of Mathura is where Krishna appeared. But there's a district of Mathura. Just like when we talk about Vrindavan, we're not necessarily talking about the city. We're talking about the whole area of Braj. So when Raghupati Upadhyaya, in this particular part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, talks about the most exalted places, Mathura, he's talking about the district of Mathura. Okay, we have to end now because the cows are waiting. I'm here in New Taliban, and I have an appointment to see the cows, and the cows will get upset with me if I don't show up for my appointment. So thank you very much. We'll see everybody tomorrow evening. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, ki jai.